Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Beautiful life path 33 sixes. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 35-8 and the 36-9 for this new moon. So let's take a look at the 35-8. So this is an interesting one. This is sort of like wild card type of energy. It's a period when pretty much anything can happen and anything will probably happen. And so you could be, just expect the unexpected. Be prepared for whatever presents to you at this time. And, take your time to figure out how to move through whatever presents, because it will likely bring in things that you weren't expecting, not in a necessarily uncomfortable way or a bad way, but, just in a way that's unexpected. However, whatever comes in for you, remember, is likely divinely guided and can help you on your journey in some way. So be open to it. The other thing is there's likely going to be a greater demand for, your commitment towards something, more responsibility, more discipline. So for instance, you might get promoted or you might, take on more clients or something like that. And so you've got to find ways to work with the added pressure that will come from those added clients, right? Or the promotion or whatever it may be. So I would say just be open to what comes in and, find ways that are healthy for you to be able to manage those. The other thing is, this is an 8 vibration. So it's a money vibration. It's a focus on money and resources. So you could see advancements in your career. You could see opportunities to make more money. You could see, like, if you have a social media account, all of a sudden that blows up and you see great rewards from that, more clients, more monetization, whatever it may be. That's definitely possible at this time. The other thing is, because it's 8 energy, so inheritance is also under this scope, or like legal agreements or legal proceedings. So you could see some of that come in as well. I would say that it is possible, though, you could feel a lot of pressure at this time, a lot of pressure to, live up to the expectations of these new, the new job or the influx of clients, or even like if you see an influx of money come in. It sounds like the answer to all your prayers, but with that might come some added pressure or some stress. So you're going to have to make sure that you're monitoring that and, moving through that so that it doesn't affect your health in an adverse way, or create too much worry or anxiety, right? Because again, if you're taking on more clients, if you are getting a promotion that has more responsibility, then it's going to require more of your time and effort and energy, which will take away from your home environment. And so figuring out that dynamic also comes into play under this energy. So I would say, definitely pay attention to what comes in. This is also such a great time to, put your energy and focus on the job that needs to get done, whatever that might be, and really keep focusing on your health and your vitality to make sure that that's not suffering given the new responsibilities or the added pressure. And it doesn't have to be about money or career. It can be about just added pressure, like added responsibilities in some area of life, right? Like maybe you just had a child and, had a baby. And so, that changes the dynamic of the home, and now there's more responsibility, and that your responsibility is different and changes and et cetera. So, or maybe it's like, you're going back to school or whatever, but there's some area of your life that will likely pick up in what it requires from you. So you just got to make sure that you keep checking in with yourself and make sure that you are able to not lose sight of your needs, right? And make sure that you continue your self-care procedures or protocol, and just make sure that you're not neglecting yourself at this time. Because though whatever it is that enters your life will likely feel really good and you'll be excited about it and it'll be wonderful, but there is going to be that other side of it that also does bring the additional stress and the additional pressure. So just make sure that you are acknowledging that and you're giving yourself the time for recuperation and rest that you need. Now, for the 36-9, this is an interesting energy. This can bring in some, the feeling of like heavy burden, right? And I don't mean to, I don't want to like, you know, be a Debbie Downer or like, you know, put a wet blanket over the energy here, but it can bring in this sense of like a heavy burden that you have to carry. And again, it could just be the added responsibility that you're taking on at this time. And finding ways to manage that so that it can work for you as opposed to against you. So it could be that that's the burden, right? Or it could be that maybe a family member or something needs more assistance than you were expecting or are prepared to be able to give, but you've got to find a way to make it happen. So you can feel like you're overly burdened at this time. And I would just say, be mindful of what you say yes to, what you commit to. Make sure that you have the capacity and the reserves to be able to do it, to be able to say yes to where you're serving yourself and the other as well. But I do think that this is a period of transition, a period of figuring out like what works, what doesn't work. How can I take all this on and still, you know, feel good and not, you know, feel depleted. I think that's going to be a big one during this illumination. So just pay attention to that. The other thing I would say about this 36-9 is though there can be areas where you feel overly burdened at this time, keep in mind that, you know, though it may bring additional obstacles that you weren't expecting, those obstacles and the wisdom that's locked within those obstacles and those challenges can absolutely, once unlocked, once overcome, lead to some kind of leadership depending on how it's handled. So, you know, if you hit the first hurdle and you're like, oh, I give up, or you fall down or you melt or whatever, and you're like, I can't do this, and you throw your arms in the air and you're like, it's too much, you know, you're probably not going to get a lot out of that experience. But if you see the obstacle for what it is as an opportunity to gain more wisdom in that particular area of your life, learn more about yourself, learn more about the other person or the experience, and then you extract that wisdom, then you can use that moving forward, right? And you can become a leader in that area, whether it's just simply a leader within your own life or a leader within that area of expertise. So I would definitely say, you know, it's going to be contingent on how you handle the obstacles and how you handle feeling overburdened at this time. You can fall into victim mode, but that's not going to serve you. Or you can see it as, how can I overcome this obstacle, whether that means I need to call in support, I need to call in people who have the strengths where I've got the weakness, or, you know, where my limitations are, and really work with others and ask for the support, be vulnerable, and delegate, right? Like a lot of this, you know, added responsibility, it would be very easy to fall into martyrdom, like, okay, I've got to do all of this, and I'm on this island, and I got to do it myself. No, you don't. There's always, whether it's paid professionals to help you or friends, family, whatever, there's always someone who can help carry the load. And so I would say that this period of time is, you know, recognizing that, recognizing when you need to ask for help. And this could be a time when that asking for help and being vulnerable and receiving it without, you know, shame or whatever can really go a long way. So beautiful energy. I know it sounds like a little daunting and a little overwhelming, but it really can, you know, once you get it sort of ironed out and you get in your routine or you get in, you know, you find your mojo with this, it's going to feel good. It's just, you know, you got to iron out the kinks. And I think probably for a while, you'll probably feel those kinks. So, but you'll figure it out like you always do. So I hope it's a great one, 33s. Take care. Bye for now.